welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Times in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Mr. Salty Soul. I'm nursing off another hangover from last night's happy hour. What's up with you, homie?
Too much partying, man. All right.
To the break of dawn.
All right. Epidemiologists and their data models are the new psychics, fortune tellers, and hand readers of modern time. They have been proven to be frauds, and the parasitic citizens that feed off their lies are being exposed. Also, de Blasio, Newsom, and Whitmer are the new faces of authoritarianism. They are ramping up their push towards a police state. We'll talk about that. I got a lot of videos on this. Explosive news this week coming from the Department of Justice. Looks like the FBI and the deep state during the Obama administration were colluding to bring down Trump. And the latest released documents proves it. All right, we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
SaltyShow.com.
That never gets old.
Yeah, it
well,
does.
Heidi, how are you doing? We still having technical difficulties out there, I guess. hopefully we can clear that up pretty soon. But what do you got, Heidi? What's going on in the headlines?
So headlines, like I found, we have a New York City man finds a body in a taped up freezer.
They find.
So a man found a decomposed body in a freezer while clearing out his dead mother's New York City apartment last week, according to a report. Wow. The body was found around 1 p.m. on Thursday in a chest freezer that had been sealed with duct tape and left there for whoever to find.
It was found in a basement?
No, in an apartment.
Oh, wow.
In New York City apartment.
So someone moved out of the apartment and left the body in a freezer?
It's weird because the mother died. And when the mother died, family went in to clean out the apartment, and they found the...
So the mother killed him.
I know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Gotta love New York, man. New York is becoming the new Florida.
Yeah.
It looked like the body had been stored there for at least 10 years.
Wow. So that must have smelled really bad.
No, it was sealed in a freezer.
It was frozen.
It was sealed in a freezer.
Tape shut.
Duct tape shut.
But... how does somebody go so long? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well,
said the body was decayed so bad that they couldn't tell what the sex of the body was.
Oh, wow.
Just initially. So,
So your penis decays over time?
Everything decays over time. Except for, I guess they can tell if you're a man or a woman by your bone structure, but of course, that's hard to see unless you're, only bones, right? If you have a bunch of flesh all over you, it's harder to tell.
Yeah, I just think it's weird. They said that the little old lady, she seemed like a lovely lady, always very pleasant.
Until she hacks you up and sticks you in her freezer.
It's a shock.
Did you check her freezer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So be careful of those little old ladies out there.
Yeah, they're out there.
All right, next up. Newlyweds were arrested for violating coronavirus social distancing. After a Hawaii hotel calls and tips off the police.
Ugh.
Wait.
All right, what's the name of the hotel?
Get stitches. Huh?
Never.
Wait, so the hotel did what? What did the hotel... They ratted them out? But like, were they staying at the hotel?
Yeah, so it says a California couple who allegedly refused to sign a coronavirus quarantine acknowledgement after checking into a Hawaii hotel for their honeymoon found themselves on the wrong side of the law. 20-year-old and 26-year-old, they were 20 and 26, were arrested after leaving their Waikiki area hotel by special agents from the Department of the Hawaii Attorney General. So the hotel called and reported them that they refused to be...
Dear Lord.
...sign and be in a quarantine.
This needs to stop. We always hesitate to equate this, but we'll talk about it. But one of the things I did want to say, we always hesitate to equate it But, you know, it's very similar. You know, during, there was a period in time in history, we all know what period of time I'm talking about, where people were ratting other people, right? Because they were holding them and hiding. This is what this is becoming. It's fucking crazy. And, but go ahead, Heidi. I'll let you finish. We'll get into this because.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Okay. So anyway, what's the name of this hotel so no one ever goes there again and they shut down? Exactly. What's the name of this hotel? A Waikiki hotel somewhere?
It doesn't give the name of the hotel.
Yeah. Well, why would they?
Yeah. So they're protecting the hotel.
Yeah. That hotel needs to just be shut down. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're going to treat your customers like that? Guess what? Goodbye.
Okay, a little fun here. Carol Baskin.
Oh, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
Killed your husband.
Whacked him.
What is that from? The girls have been walking around saying that. Heidi's been walking around saying that. I'm like, what is going on here? It was like nonstop for like 3 hours the other night.
Well, the
Carol Baskin.
Killed her.
Husband. Whacked him. I'm like, what is going on around here? The girls are doing it and Heidi's doing it.
You
like,
need to watch The Tiger King.
I've seen The Tiger King. I was unaware of this combination of they kept repeating it over and over and over and over. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, she was fooled into a first public interview with a fake Jimmy Fallon producer.
Oh, oh dear Lord.
That'd be funny to watch.
Carol Baskin has been impossible to get a hold of for an interview in the wake of The Tiger King, but two clever Brits got her to open up and yap under incredibly false pretenses.
Oh,
the two
no.
dudes, Archie Manners and Josh Peters, who are YouTubers, YouTube pranksters, they go around tricking celebrities into giving phony interviews. Got her to open up and talk about it because they wanted Carol Baskin and they represented themselves as Jimmy Fallon producers.
So is this like a pre-interview to get on the show kind of thing?
So I don't know. It says check out their in-depth video and you can go on. I was able to pull it up on TMZ and you can see the full interview and the conversations of what they had.
Did she say anything? Did she reveal
I
anything?
Have not watched the videos yet. Okay. It just talks about how there's an in-depth video and how they pulled it all off. And apparently it's pretty elaborate. The long story, very short. They posed as producers for The Late Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Busted.
They got her on Skype and Zoom for the interview and just had her.
She was like, when does Jimmy Fallon come on?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
So. Is he still on?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all doing they're doing it remotely now.
Yeah,
just like we're doing it. He's doing it from his house and whatnot.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey man,
show's got to go on somehow.
Yeah.
We've been doing it. We proved this, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, what else?
And then I'm sure you guys will talk about who's behind this Remdesivir. It's the FDA's emergency authorization to use this medicine for coronavirus, battling coronavirus.
Yeah,
I haven't looked into it, but I heard about it. There was one that the FDA just approved. Yeah.
So they've been working on this for a couple months now. So this has been in the news for a couple weeks. So what spurred the end of April rally was the news about this drug having really good results, but the WHO actually tried debunking it. Mm-hmm. And then that crashed the market, you know, that tanked like the market a couple of days, but then the FDA put it in like basically phase 3, like the fast track. They donated, I know you're going to get into this, but they donated over 1 million pills to this call, you know, for people with coronavirus around the country and whatnot to help get this, you know, to help get it, you know, cured. For now, right? So this is looking as a potential, not cure, but a potential, you know, solution while they're working on, you know, the famous V word that we all love. And it's not vagina.
The V word?
Vaccine.
Oh, the vaccine. I'm like, what? Why are we not saying V words? I'm confused.
So, interesting rumor out there. I'm not 100% sure how true it is. I'm still trying to do my own to just figure it out. But looks like it's being backed by Bill Gates. Bill and Melinda Gates, I guess they sold something off to have the money to, and the cash to go in and support this supposed cure and vaccine.
Yeah. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. So the odds will ever be forever in your favor. Is that how it goes? May the odds be ever in your favor.
Oh, Jesus.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. This is what's about to happen. I'm in district. I don't even know. Crazy district is where I'm at.
Yeah.
All right. District 18. All right.
Let's get into this. Now, before we get into it, I just want to show you guys another video. And I think, Tim, you may have sent this to us. Hospitals are being overrun by, you know what I mean?
TikTok.
It's just a lot of people, you know, and this again, this is video after video of this kind of stuff. But this one, this is a video of medical staff doing a TikTok video. And I'll just let you watch. And so basically they're prancing around with a dead body and it says COVID-19 on it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of things that is wrong with this video. They're supposedly being, you know, they have a lot of people that they don't. And we were sold this narrative and people are just, and we're going to get to it. I saw a headline recently from, I forget what news, but the headline, this is what it says. Republicans surprised at the number of jobless claims. That it's that's what it said. Really? These Republicans are surprised? What do they think is going to happen? Like when they shut everything down, what do you think? Unbelievable, dude. And to me,
there's got to be more to that article than just the Republicans are shocked.
I'm just reacting to that. I'm reacting to the headline, right? Because I saw that. And I'm like, to me, it's like, but there are people out there who can't went along with this, did not fight it. And in my opinion, they're spineless cowards, walking jellyfish is what I'm going to call them. All right. So now I want to say this because it needs to be said. There is a big portion of the population who is lazy and wants this lockdown to continue because in their minds, it is better to get that government check instead of enduring the stress of earning an honest living. So they hide behind the facade that they are so concerned about our well-being that they will force us to comply to their good intentions. It is the latest woke trend that they parade around in worship, the sacred cow of health, while they trample on our constitutions. And here is my message to these charlatans, these freeloaders. It is simple. And like what's his name said, tweeted it recently, get your ass back to work. There is an alliance forming between these parasites in society, the hypochondriacs that have found purpose in their lives finally, and their tyrannical masters that have made them cannon fodder for their malevolent war against a free society. And we who sheltered in place and we were like, no, we are enabling what is coming. And that's what I want to focus on because I see tweet after tweet responses of people who criticize anybody who takes a step back and says, hey guys, this is not good. Like I mentioned that the three governors out there who are doing things that in my opinion is there's no reason for it. There's no logic for it, especially not right now that supposedly there's a cure. And why is what governor said that they were going to be shut down till July 6th.
Oregon.
Was it?
Yep.
July 6th. Dude, I'm livid because it angers me that these people do this. But they do this because there's everybody else who's like, yeah, for our health. Let's trample on constitutional. Yeah. And
bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Along these lines, I heard an interview with Howie Mandel. So what was it? 5, 10, however long ago, Howie Mandel came out as being this incredible germaphobe, right? He can't touch people. He's the one that kind of started the whole fist bump thing because he didn't want to touch people's hands.
Yep.
And everybody, when he came out and was discussing all of these idiosyncrasies that he had about touching people and being touched, all that, everybody laughed at him. They said, oh my God, he's got a mental issue. And he'll admit he's crazy. Right. He'll admit he's crazy. He's like, these are my problems. They're no one else's problems. They're my problems. But, you know, I'm crazy and this is the problem I have. I heard him interviewed last week and he basically announced, hey, everybody, welcome to my world. The whole world has joined this fucking retarded craziness of thinking that we shouldn't be touching hands, that we shouldn't be shaking hands. We shouldn't be talking to each other unless we're at least 8 feet apart from each other. This is all complete bullshit. And 5 years ago, we were laughing Howie Mandel off the fucking television because of his stupid ass ideas about this. And now it's fucking government policy.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
Exactly.
Done. My rant's over.
Now, I think, Tim, you sent us this video.
I sent a lot of videos, by the way. Yeah, I got to stop.
No. It makes for good conversation because, look, when you watch this video, if this does not make your blood boil, you are inviting and enabling a totalitarian state. This is a stupidity that cops are now enforcing. And yes, I'm calling it stupid because this angers me. It makes my blood boil. And watch this.
Hi.
I'm Deputy Everhart with the Sheriff's Department. So are you aware that we're in a stay-at-home order right now?
Yeah, obviously.
By the government?
Yes, I am aware.
Okay, you're aware of that?
I am aware.
So I don't need to explain that to you?
No, you don't need to explain that to me.
Okay, because I can if you need me to.
Go. You can because your officer was just here 2 weeks ago.
Okay, do you need me
and
to explain
he explained
to
it to me that you guys weren't enforcing that order.
Oh, we're about to.
Okay.
So you understand it, though?
Okay, so why are you here?
Because your daughter is going to play at other people's home and you're allowing it to happen.
They were over here as well. So, okay. Are you here?
They've been talked to.
Okay.
About it. So,
no, I understand. Okay.
And so, either you can acknowledge it or you can argue.
I'm acknowledging it.
Okay. Stop having your kid go by other people's home.
Okay. I acknowledge it. Anything else?
Nope. That was it. Apparently, there was some other.
I acknowledged it. I acknowledged it.
Good.
Anything else?
I need your last name, Amy. What's your last name?
I'm not. Is there a reason you're asking for
I'm adding you to the screen so we can. Document that we had contact with you.
Is there a reason for it?
Yep, because you're violating the state order, which is a.
If you let me finish, that's what I'm explaining to you. Because you're violating an order.
I haven't violated an order.
We're going to have documentation in our screen with your name because we're here talking to you about that you said you just acknowledged.
Okay.
So then there's documentation.
I would like to see the law that requires me to give you that information.
Okay, so this just, it's more of this nonsense, but. Do these cops not hear the mendacity in their statements?
Yeah.
A child plane is now illegal. These police departments need to be sued. This cannot happen here. And we continue to think that America is immune to this type of bullshit. Look at these cops, dude. Happy to enforce this bullshit. They have no shame. They are on a power trip and will prance around drunk with this new given power. It is sick. It is wrong. Plaster their names everywhere. The community needs to know about how these Gestapo members that enforce this unconstitutional laws. We need to look at history as being, I say this all the time, as being the perpetrators of atrocities, not the victims of it. And knowing that we ourselves are capable of ushering in the next genocide, because by knowing that I'm capable of doing something like this, then so is my neighbor and my friend and my family. Anyone is capable of doing it as well. So this will enable us to remain vigilant and distrustful of these angels that tell us that they were sent from heaven to rescue us from ourselves. Every time I watch that video, man, it just, I don't get it. And people are, but it's just a few days. Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's just scary, man.
It's just a few of our rights. It's not like they're taking away our right to buy toilet paper. Oh, wait, maybe they are.
Exactly.
It took. So I was having this conversation with my cousins earlier today. I mean, the United States has kind of been trying to fight off fascism and tyranny since pretty, you know, since the 1930s when, you know, FDR was kind of, you know, he was definitely more leaning towards being, you know, he liked fascism, but then, you know, Hitler got a little too crazy and, you know, it's been documented. Even he's like, all right, we got to take this guy out. Right. But it's been infiltrating the United States for almost under 90 years now. We've been kind of fighting it in different ways.
You're right.
Right. 90 years we've been fighting it off and using, you know, adding a little socialism here, taking a little back, what, you know, having this, mm-hmm. the struggle. It took 6 weeks, mm-hmm. 6 weeks, guys, 6 weeks to basically implement almost, you know, the first stages of socialism. 6 weeks. 6 weeks. You create fear. We have a mm-hmm. pandemic. You yep. tank the economy. Unemployment. Everybody now is getting government checks and getting paid a lot of money to stay home. 6 weeks. Let that sink in. 6 weeks, 33 million jobs.
Yeah.
6 weeks, 33 million people. 6 weeks prior, we had 3.5 unemployment in, you know, in the African community. We had, you know, Asian community, you know, all that. We had, and just unemployment overall. I'm tired. I'm not even going to repeat. I'm tired of hearing mm-hmm. him speak. But the numbers don't lie. We had record low unemployment. Jobs were booming. We didn't have to worry about, am I going to have a job in 6 weeks, 6 months, a year? Stock market all-time high. There's going to be peaks and valleys.
Right.
In 6 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, we went from the best economy and, you know, pretty much 98% capitalism to basically tyranny, mm-hmm. authoritarianism, these police states.
Yep.
Giving up your rights, getting checks from the government. We've yeah. implemented socialism. Food banks, yeah. lines across the board mm-hmm. now with people that never needed to go to food banks 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This yeah, is a it, problem.
But you know, and you know what's and astounding, this is how Tim, is that there are still people out there clamoring for things to be shut down. Now, I have a question to the shut down everything crowd. When will the response be too much? Is there a threshold my good intention friends would not cross as a response to this? If it were a real pandemic, bodies dropping everywhere, and every man for himself, would you condone survival of the fittest type scenarios? Let's say shoot everything that could potentially have it and spread it. Are you willing to go there? And you will quickly see how this devolves into chaos. And I fear for my country. To be overrun by weak leaders, dude. Where the fuck are the brave leaders who can put an end to this stupidity? The over-feminization of society has us all cowering in fear in our safe space, in fear of the unknown, at what might happen, at a projection model, essentially at nothing, dude. And this is what angers me the most. People are so quickly, like you said, Tim, willingly give up their rights for a false sense of safety. And I believe this stems from the simple fact that our generations have not known real struggle or real war. Right. It is both a blessing and the curse of a free society. It is. And so therefore, this is what we have picked as the fight of our times. This faceless, harmless demon with a 99.999% recovery rate. That we've basically thrown the proverbial kitchen sink at. I'm embarrassed, dude, guys, for our country right now, ladies and gentlemen, listeners.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for the world. This isn't just a U.S. thing. The yeah. world it, shut down. The world, like
you're
this
right.
is, like that's what really gets me is that the world shut down, and there's one country that I know of, maybe two, but I think Singapore kind of did it the same way. But Sweden said, fuck it. We're going to implement some social distancing rules, live your life, you know, keep mm-hmm. going about your businesses, bars stay open, restaurants. Yes, they had some, they have higher numbers. But again, you know, for the video that had 5.5 million viewers before it got taken down from YouTube for breaking their policy that we talked about last week, got taken down, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew that. video about the numbers.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
With the doctors in Bakersfield,
took it down. Yeah,
they got it. They took it down. It violated the YouTube community policy.
It's because it violates the narrative that the World Health Organization wants to do. Keep going. Sorry.
Yes. So, I had a conversation with a doctor yesterday, right? And I asked him about the video. I said, "Hey, man," I said, "did you watch that video?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "So what do you think?" He's like, "Oh, man, they were full of shit." And I said, "Why?" He goes, "The way they were doing the numbers." No, hold on. I said, and he's like, "The way they were doing the numbers, it doesn't make sense. It's not right." I said, "Awesome." I said, "Well," and he knows we do the show, you know. And I said, "You know, what did they get wrong? Can you explain it to me?" He's like, I don't know. I don't know how they actually do the numbers." So I was like, "How are they wrong?" And he's like, "You know, I don't know." He's like, it just doesn't make sense. Right. So I'm explaining to him, you know, I'm like, you know, on the CDC's website, I'm like, every year for flu and pneumonia, you know, for flu related deaths and their, you know, their projections for deaths and hospitalizations and doctor visits, I said, they always have a range. I said, they have a range like, you know, between 24,000 and 70,000, 20, you know, 15,000 and 40,000, right? You know, depending on the year. So I said, they're extrapolating the numbers because they don't have 100% accurate data because they're not always testing everybody. So I said, those doctors were basically basing it off the same formula. And like they said in that video, how they were basing the COVID-19 numbers based on the same way they do the flu. So if that's the case, it's really not that much different. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I just don't understand how, like you said, you know,
it's 99.999%. It's a knee jerk reaction. I've heard several people say that. Considering they say this, that if considering this a hoax is irresponsible and that we're science deniers because of it. But here's the deal, dude. We never said that this flu like virus was a hoax. What we're saying is the response is what has been the hoax, dude. Because highly contagious doesn't equate to high mortality. The numbers don't lie. And that's what those doctors were saying, that it doesn't show high mortality. Now, let's compare this to car accidents, right? Tens of thousands of people a year die from road accidents. If tomorrow President Trump said, "Hey, everyone stay home because of the yearly increase in the deaths that are happening in car accidents," you know, and then you had freaking experts showing us charts with projection models if we continue to drive, and you had Governor Cuomo out there holding daily briefings saying that it's worth it if we just save one life, right? And you had groups like Mothers Against Drunk Drivers saying, "Oh, this should have happened a long time ago," right? Now, because the New York Times, dude, calls anybody who opposes this these shutdowns, they call them pro-deathers. This is how they're labeling anybody who questions this. Now, if all this happened tomorrow, right, for car accidents, most of us would be like, "Bro, like, really? Get off my freedoms." That's what we would say. Death is a part of life. Living free is a daily act of bravery. Cowards stay at home, bubble wrapped, in face mask, soggy palms, drenched in hand sanitizer. That's not us. Ooh. We live free or we die. And we forgot that somewhere. I don't know, but I'm angry, dude. And we need to be angry at this because this is insanity that we are enabling. And anyway,
well, what can we do about it?
So hold on. So to add to that, you know why I'm even angrier, guys? You know why I'm a little why I've been on one this whole weekend? You know, and I'm like I've come real close to telling a few people to go.
Yes.
No, because you know what? Because I'm tired of people judging that I'm going out. You know why I'm irritated about this? Okay. The media hypes this up. But what did the media not do with today is May 3rd. So on May 1st, the media has yet to report this fact. Fact. Because we all say we love the government. The government doesn't lie to us, right? On May 1st. The CDC readjusted their numbers for COVID-related deaths. I don't know if you're going to cover this in one of, you know, but I figured as a parasite.
No. Say it.
So the COVID-19 related deaths as of May 1st, 308. And they say, you know, we're about a week or two behind. So it could be about up to 40, you know, up to about 40 maybe by next week, you know, the, in a week from now. Okay. So let me start with that. Deaths from all causes, right? And that is table one is deaths involving coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, pneumonia, and influenza reported to NCHS by week ending date. Okay. And this is going from February 1st, 2020 to April 25th. Okay. Today is May 3rd. The overall deaths from all causes based on this table, COVID-19, flu, and pneumonia, 719,438. Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen to that number. 719,438. Okay. When you still watch the news and they put up coronavirus related deaths in the United States, they are still showing John Hopkins numbers of 60 something thousand. Mm-hmm. So who is right? If we're supposed to say, well, the CDC is the god of the country and they don't, you know, we take all their numbers for 37,000. Okay. 37,000 compared to, oh my God, more people died in Vietnam now than they, from COVID-19 than all of Vietnam over 20 years. You deserve to be president. 37,000, and even that might not even be accurate. Okay? 37,000.
Yeah.
But 719,438 deaths related to flu, pneumonia, and COVID-19. So if you pull up your calculator, if you do 719,438 minus 37,308. Okay?
Wait, do it again.
So that's your number for how many people died since February 20th.
Okay.
It's February 1st, 2020 in this country from flu and pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
According to the CDC.
Right.
That number is much higher. That's the number they expected that COVID was going to do on top of the normal flu numbers. So why are they readjusting this? So I bring this up for the fact of everybody, we are at a breaking point of society. We are basically one gunshot away from total chaos. Okay. One gunshot away with all the protests and the police states and the one gunshot away. Cause some idiot will, something dumb is about to happen. And that's what I fear for. Okay. So we don't talk about these numbers. We don't talk about the 600,000 related to the normal flu. That's more than this whole COVID-19. And we didn't shut down the economy. We didn't shut down the world. We didn't shut it down. Mm-hmm. So what changed? I have a fear that that video that went viral that got taken down, they were like, shit, man.
Yeah.
The cat's out of the bag.
It was spreading.
You got to readjust this.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know it's a little bit of a rant, but this is too much, man.
Along those lines, James O'Keefe, again, this is the real journalist right here, because he's doing stuff that other journalists, you know, I use that term loosely, don't do, right? So let me show you this video. I think you sent out this one out, Tim. And so he's basically going to a lot of the front lines of the funeral homes and stuff like that. And he's asking me, you know, about this corona. And this is what they're saying.
We know there are many unanswered questions during this pandemic. We've been out in the street talking to some folks who are on the front lines, talking to the unsung heroes of the people of New York City, people, for example, in funeral homes. And we've talked to these unsung heroes and we've discovered some troubling things, some things that should disturb us.
To me, all you're doing is you're padding statistics. You know, you're putting people on that have COVID-19. If they didn't have it, you're making the death rate for New York City a lot higher than it should be.
To be honest with you, all of the death certificates, they're writing COVID on all of the death certificates, whether they had a positive test, whether they didn't. So I think, you know,
people from funeral homes saying all this.
I think, like, the mayor in our city, they're looking for federal funding, and the more they put COVID on a death certificate, the more they can ask for federal funds. So I think it's political.
Exactly. It's completely political.
Exactly. And I mean, the video goes on. You should check it out if you have a chance. Got James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. Again, and these are the folks that are on the front lines. And you know, they're they're making exactly that point, right? That there's a profit motive here as to why New York wants to have such high numbers. Again, they're more than half of what the rest of the country has. Either what the fuck is going on in New York, man? And if this doesn't call people to say, dude, we need to get rid of this leadership because they have totally failed New York. If this is the pandemic that you want to say that it is, right?
All right.
New York was bankrupt. Yeah. Almost like spent so much money on shit, like there was no money left. And then they're saying now this bankrupt them. Sorry, homie. How are you going to get it replenished? You're going to have the government replenished? Like I have a problem with when you hear, we need from the federal government, we need ventilators, we need PPE, we need masks, we need. Mm-hmm. So now when you need something, it's okay for the federal government to give to the states. Mm-hmm. But when the federal government says reopen, no, you don't have that authority to do that. That is a state decision. Wait a minute. Then it should be a state's decision to get all the testing done, to get all the ventilators and figure it out on your own. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. You can't ask for the government. You ask for the money, but when they tell you how to spend it, you say no.
It's the golden goose scenario, right? You have Mr. Deep Pockets, Mr. Federal Government, who's going to, all you have to do is lie on a couple of death certificates and you collect 40K each time you do that from the federal government. And it's like, well, where's the motivation to actually be honest on these death certificates? Mm-hmm. Why would you say that this 16-year-old was actually shot in South Chicago when you can write down coronavirus and great, the state now has $40,000 more. What's the motivation? What's keeping them true? The only way you stop that is you get the federal government out of it and says, tell you what, states, we've got this problem. We know it's a problem, or we think it's a problem. I shouldn't say we know. We think it's a problem. You make the calls of what you're going to do, but you're paying for those calls. And the federal government just steps back and goes, you know what? If you, Gavin Newsom, want to shut down your state and have a million plus people on unemployment and you want to raise your unemployment benefits for temporarily to help those people, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's all on you. You're bankrupt. You're already bankrupt. You don't have any money to do it to begin with. Same thing with de Blasio. And sounds like they're doing the same thing in Oregon. Yeah. It's like, you know what? It's up to Michigan. The states. The government can address it and go, hey, we realize this is a concern and we'll, I don't know if the federal government should even get this far, but say, we understand if you choose to do this, we'll support you with that decision, but we're not going to bail you out.
Yeah. So along those lines, so it was rumored that Gavin Newsom was going to attempt to, about a week ago, that he was going to attempt to close the beaches, and people got wind of this and they start protesting. And there's a picture here. I mean, if you haven't seen it, go find these videos.
Yeah. Huntington
Beach. Now, these protests have been a big fuck you to Gavin Newsom and the tyrants that want to impose more lockdowns. It's a beautiful sight to see. I like seeing this. I love videos like this. I'm proud of, fellow conservatives who are doing this. Maybe it doesn't apply, but this reminds me of that quote. Don't go gentle into that good night. You know what I mean? So, if we're going to go down there, we're going to burn. You know what I'm going to say? We're going to rage against that dying light.
Go down swinging, man.
Exactly.
So what's very interesting about what they did in California real quick
is
Gavin Newsom first said was going to do an order for all beaches. But then he turned around and said, no, only Orange County. Mm-hmm. Orange County has majority of the California conservatives. So you basically said it's not political because my cousin's cousin lives in like Dana Point, which is right inside, in somewhere in Orange County, right by. So all the beaches, he couldn't go to that. He went to Ventura Beach in LA County. It was open. LA County open.
Yeah. So they didn't close it. Orange County not.
So tell me the difference because it says a hot zone.
It's all the local governments. The local government made the decision that we're going to do that.
It's the neo-Nazis that are protesting, guys. This is neo-Nazis. These are people that are anti-Semitic, neo-Nazis, that all they want to do is open their business and go back to work. But they're neo-Nazis. Yeah, that's what they call them. Neo-Nazis and deathers.
Pro-deathers.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
And you said this video, I think you said it yesterday or this morning. Oh, my God. Now, this is the mayor of Chicago. this bitch, dude. Listen to the way she talks with impunity, dude. Like,
yeah,
like there's not going to be a consequence to what you're doing, lady. Oh, but you know, that quote from The Dark Knight, you know, what is it? The night is darkest right before the dawn, but the dawn is coming. And this mayor, man, oh my God. Let me turn it up before.
We will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
Talking period. About people who don't
quarantine. There should be nothing unambiguous about that. Don't make us treat you like a criminal. But if you act like a criminal and you violate the law and you refuse to do what is necessary to save lives in the city in the middle of a pandemic, we will take
again,
you
this
to
bitch
jail,
is not wearing a mask.
Period. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
So idiot. Interesting note from Chicago, you know, in the city that, you know, she's talking about, you know, stopping. I think more people died this weekend. 34 murders, gun-related murders.
Yeah.
In the city, gang-related, I'm sorry, gang-related murders in the city of Chicago. Southside. Mm-hmm. It's probably more than died from coronavirus or the flu. Right. You know what I'm saying? 34. So you outside walk and you go to jail. You gangbang. You kill some people. Thank you. You know, I mean, it don't make no sense. It makes no sense.
So it's not only in the United States, right? Across the world, there's this video that has a compilation of across the world. People are standing up against this this overreach government across the Western world, man. What that guy was doing, he was going around the neighborhoods telling people, you need to stay inside your house. This is for your own good. And so people are upset about it. You know, and look, this is Brazil. You know, for the listener, you know, showing different places. This is in Russia. Russia is also on lockdown. People are protesting. France, everywhere across the world, you know. But we thought, oh, you know, this will never happen. No, we're not immune to this. And this just goes on, shows a lot of different places. But I wanted to show you guys this one as well. And this is in Germany. And they're arresting a journalist.
Ihr wollt doch nicht, dass eure Kinder in so einer Welt aufwachsen, oder? Wollt ihr das wirklich?
Jungs, stellt ihr euch selber nicht in Frage, sag mal, es kann doch nicht sein.
Ihr müsst es einfach nicht tun.
The people are pleading with the police. It's like, you guys need to question these, you know, mandates that you guys are getting, these laws that you guys are being asked to enforce. And this does not look good for Germany. I mean, if we want to talk about history repeating itself.
They have a history with that kind of thing.
Do you see what I'm saying? Now, along those lines, Führer de Blasio is now threatening to start rounding up the Jews that don't comply with his decree. And Tim, again, you sent us this. And this is unbelievable. This is what he said. He tweeted this. Mayor Bill de Blasio, my message to the Jewish community and all communities is this simple. The time for warnings has passed. I have instructed the NYPD, more like the Gestapo, I mean, seriously, guys, to proceed immediately to summons or even arrest those who gather in large groups. This is about stopping this disease and saving lives. This is what they hide under, dude. People need to stand up against this. This is insanity. This is not good. Now, saying the time for warning has passed, that's what he says, and he has summoned the Gestapo. Yeah, there's another tweet where he's very different against the Muslims, and this is the tale of two tweets. Tim, I think you also sent us this, and this is within days. You know, 4/23/20 to the Muslim New Yorkers beginning their celebration tonight. We need halal meals. We have them across 400. You know, I mean, he's just basically, it's a different tone, right, that he's using. But with the Jewish community, he's like very harsh. It's like, bro, like, this is not good optics.
So people forget that Governor Cuomo did come out and say this. And this is what I, you know, and you don't hear this. You never hear it ever recited. Governor Cuomo this week came out and said, because he was asked the question, he goes, guys, I can't tell you to stay in. We gave the request. He's like, we're in this fight together. And he's like, we were relying on you to do the right thing. If you want to flatten the curb and try to get, you know, and get this thing down, we're asking you. But he's like, I can't force anybody to stay inside. If he goes, 10 million people decided to get on the street and just go back to work and open their businesses and everything. I can't stop that. So he basically said, you can go do whatever you want. I cannot stop you from that. I can't. He's like, I can't fine you. He's like, I can't cite you. I can't arrest you. Those were his words. That's the governor's words.
That, and to me, that's the best way to approach it, right? He can say, look, this is what we're asking you guys to do, but not say, hey, we're going to go and we're going to arrest you. And
But that's on you.
Look, if you still think that this is about our health, wake the fuck up. This is some, dude, you send us this also. This motherfucker was walking around a park 15 miles from his house, where there is a park right in front of his house. If we don't heed history's call for warning, we will most definitely repeat it. We will repeat its mistakes, and deservedly so. And to me, this whole thing, you know, there's a quote that says, you know, the Jewish people have been the canary in the coal mine of history's tyrants. And when I look at this tweet, I say, oof, this is not good.
I hear you.
And so moving on.
And to end this whole thing, there was one beautiful sight that I saw with my shit brown eyes today, and people were fuming about it. What? In Atlanta, Georgia. I sent you guys the link. Atlanta, Georgia. It was like a normal day. 81 degrees. Everybody's out warming around. Everybody in the crosswalks. No mess. Acting like life has never stopped. And everybody on the left is crying. Oh, my God. This is it. They're going. Will there probably be an uptick? Yes. But is it worth it? No. People get sick all the time. You're going to beat it.
Yeah. People get sick.
If you fit the original statement from Dr. Fauci, March 9th, because I went back and looked it up today. Mm. If you're sick, elderly, you know, and you stay home for a little bit. Keep staying home. You know, only go out if you need to. Avoid large crowds. Go walking. Ride your bicycle. But don't get in the crosswalks. Simple. Simple.
Yep.
Anyway, that was like probably the best thing I've seen all day today.
You know, and
besides my family.
So I was thinking, you know, could it be possible that this virus, the reaction, the hysteria, the hoax is being used to hide the corruption that happened during or under the Obama administration, which is the next topic that I want to talk about. And what is that? So a new bombshell exposed by William Barr's DOJ reveals that the FBI, under James Comey, discussed interviewing Michael Flynn to get him to lie and get him fired. Handwritten notes show these guys were writing notes about, hey, what do we want to do now? They weren't interested in Russian collusion, as we were all told, right? They had to investigate Trump because of Russian collusion. No, instead, they were looking for a way to get what's his name? Jesus, why am I forgetting his
General
name?
General Flynn.
Flynn, to get him fired, or eventually get him to sell out the president, right? Or throw him under the bus. The corruption, dude, in the deep state right now needs to be exposed. These were dirty cops at the highest levels of government, and they were plotting to set him up, dude. And he was Trump's national security advisor. And then, you know, obviously after that, so basically they set him up under a perjury trap. They weren't seeking the truth, man. And we think that we're immune to history, the mistakes of history, the totalitarianism that has happened, but the deep state, dude, and what William Barr has been able to expose, and there's more coming. So that's why I think, you know, all this hysteria that the news is flocking after, just so that they can ignore real atrocities, real news, that they should be covering, but they're not. And let me just play this. Tim, did you want to say something? I was going to play this Fox little piece, but.
No, I'll let you play and then I'll say something.
Okay.
Fox News alert. Brand new documents have just been unsealed in the Michael Flynn case, which is popping wide open once again. This comes on the heels of his attorney, Sidney Powell, who filed a motion to vacate his guilty plea, arguing that her client was, quote, deliberately set up and framed by corrupt agents at the top of the FBI. And Attorney General Barr pushed a review of this case. All of this is coming together tonight. And joining me now to break down these brand new documents that just came
I'm not going to play the whole video, but what they did to this, is it a 3-star general? I don't know how many stars. He's got some stars. And to the president of the United States, because Trump was at the time was running. Imagine what they can do to anyone, right? If they can do that to the president, if they can do that to these guys, heads need to roll. People need to be fired because of this. The FBI, the reputation, it's tarnished. And in my opinion, it needs to be reorganized from the top down in order for them to restore any credibility. This is wrong. Ronald Reagan said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We need to remain eternally vigilant against this type of thing. This, to me, is the real outrage. This is, and again, the news media, you know, obviously Fox is reporting it, but, you know, I'd be surprised, or I'm curious to see what CNN, how CNN is reporting this, to be honest with you. I don't think they are. I think they're all about COVID-19. Yep.
Yeah, it's a narrative. Because of course they're gonna say, you know, I've seen some comments like, "Oh no, that this is all set up. Trump is, you know, making all this up, and you know they're planting evidence on everybody." But my question to you guys is, if not one single person gets arrested for this, you might as well take every single right that we have, and just you might as well embrace socialism and sit at home and collect a check, because you know what, you we're fucked. I mean, If you're the FBI is supposed to be, you know, they're police, right? At the federal level, right? They're supposed to maintain, you know, if you're going to do that and be exposed and get away with it, I have zero faith in any law enforcement. How can I take anybody serious when somebody's like, you're under arrest, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I have zero, I can't
so
believe anything that anybody says to me.
I
can't believe the truth, because the truth has been there and nothing happens. But if I drink and drive, oh, you're going to jail and you got to pay all this money. But because you're connected at the top and, you know, you tried to Hoover, the freaking guy and you got caught and it's okay. Come on, guy. You know, Hoover, you know, the Edgar Hoover from, you know, what he used to do and get all the dirt on everybody. They got caught. Everything. They got caught. They got caught. And not, I don't think one single head's going to roll. None.
They were saying William Barr did not return from retirement just to not do anything. I think he's going to bring an axe and he's going to start chopping, man, which is good.
You showed the videos earlier about the protests in around the world and even in the U.S. and you know every state's different. California is definitely getting very vocal. There was a major rally in Sacramento like yesterday. But one thing that really bothered me about it, and I put it on our Instagram so people can see it, and some of the comments were a little disturbing. I'm not going to repeat them. It's just, you know, freedom of speech, say what you want, but it's just amazing some of the things people say. One of the concerns I have is the way some of the protesters were. They're screaming like they're Antifa people at the cops saying, this is, you know, peaceful, blah, blah. The cops were standing at a certain spot. They get on the steps. When you start screaming and hollering and acting erratic, you kind of lost me a little bit, because if you're saying you're on the side opposite of Antifa and those crazy left wing, it goes both ways. You have to have a respect for your protest. You know, the cops are sitting there protecting the building. And if they say, hey, you're not allowed to put your hands on a cop. And if you break this barrier, you will be arrested. If you break the barrier, you will get arrested. You stepped over the line. They let you go up to a certain point, but you broke the line. When you start screaming, like one of those, like the video, the ladies' voices are so like, you know, because they're like part of the anti-vaxxer. You know what I mean? But like,
you're not doing anything. You're no different than the people 6 weeks ago you were posting on your Instagram saying, look at these crazy left-wing Antifa people.
Yeah.
You got to be taken serious. It goes both ways.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh yeah, because they want to go back to work, they're allowed to completely disrespect. No. You gotta be both ways. You know, you gotta have a respect for your protest. You know, the cops weren't sitting there flashbanging you and pushing you back. They stood a line to protect the doors because they didn't want them storming in, which I can respect because that at those steps, that is now public, that's public office. You have to follow a set of rules in society, no matter what. You know, on a normal day, you wouldn't do it and you would be just as much in trouble, right? But my problem is, and I said it earlier, it's this, we are at a breaking point in this world and especially in this country because that's why I said, I think we are one wrong gunshot away from complete chaos.
Yep.
When you have the conservatives marching on, you know, state capitals and everything because somebody in Colorado got arrested because his shirt blew up and the cops arrested him and he had CCW permit. Mm. And in Denver, open carry, no good. So when his shirt flapped up, I mean, there's more to this story probably, but the narrative is the shirt flopped up, the cops arrested him right there on the site and didn't even let him pull out his CCW papers. They just arrested him. You know, we are one gunshot away, whether it's a cop shooting illegal gun carrying citizen or a gun carrying citizen opening up on police for maintaining a rule that that we all believe is not constitutional. The minute that happened, we were doomed. The reason why I say we're doomed, because now you are giving every cop in this country and in the world, because they're going to see that, and they are going to go after your guns, they're going to go after your freedoms, and all in the name of COVID-19.
Exactly.
This is a very slippery slope. We have to maintain our Bill of Rights, our constitutional amendments, but we as a society, we were there prior to this with the way Antifa was rolling through and the way we all had but now you got the right and we got the guns. You know what I mean? So that's why I feel we are one gunshot away from complete
insanity. Yeah. Yeah.
Insanity. Yeah. And that's my personal thought. But I don't know how you guys feel on that, but I think we're getting there, man. It's coming. We are right there.
Yep.
I haven't really been outside and I have no reason to go out there. You know, restaurants aren't closed. So there's no reason for me to leave to go eat. But,
we can go to my buddy's place if you want.
Eat. After next weekend, we'll do that because we all like that place and he deserves the help. So, I don't know, Tim, you're obviously out there a lot more than we are. And if that's what you're seeing, then maybe that's the way it is.
No, I'm seeing it on
Twitter,
you know, these live streams. You know what I mean? This isn't the media reporting. These are people there doing live streams. When you see people in Michigan walking on state capitol, and they're the militia. They're there to serve and protect the Constitution. You know what I mean? But you know how that goes. It's easy, and we're seeing it with, you know, what's going on with, you know, Comey and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to stage something and go after a narrative, man. I'm very, very concerned because it's not so much even for right now, 2021. If Joe Biden wins,
he's not gonna win.
President Trump. They said Trump wasn't gonna win, so we can't be cocky, okay? Especially now because the economy's shit. You don't know what people are gonna do, okay? If Joe Biden wins.
I think somebody else, you know, something's going to happen to this guy before the election.
He's going to get suicided.
Yeah, something's going to happen, man. Clinton, exactly.
Hillary's going to take over.
He's going to get Clinton.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, man. It's just dangerous. That's my fear, is that we are very unstable
as
a society and that we are one gunshot away.
We've had enough. Society has had, not just the Americans, this worldwide. We've had enough. It's like, we now know, we've seen the numbers. Mm-hmm. You made this decision off of some guess, mm-hmm. and that guess was completely wrong. Yep. And you need to end it, and you need to end it now.
No.
Because exactly. You like Tim says, it's a pressure pot, and if you don't have a release valve on it, it's gonna blow.
Gonna blow. All right. Now I'm gonna go ahead and close it out with this. This whole thing on, you know, with the fighting the virus, the projection models that they made, the quarantining they enforced in order to contain it, the social distancing guidelines we all followed, the excessive use of disinfectants, all of this has brought us to the edge, as Tim says, where we can see totalitarianism's front door. It reminds me of the quote, "The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray," meaning that we planned to combat this virus to protect our societies, but in the end, we're destroying the very essence of what it means to be American. Our life, our liberty, and our pursuit for happiness, all to eradicate a minor pest. I want to share a story. I remember when I was a young teenager living at home, one of my duties was to make sure to remove the weeds in the front yard. And like any other teenager, I'd get lazy, especially during the hot summer months, to go out there and, you know, pull weeds. I hated it, man. So they'd start growing, and these weeds, man, little fuckers, would grow big and thick. And the longer I waited, the harder it was to pull them out. When they're small, it's easy. You just pluck them, right? So I'd say, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow came, and I'd forget. And then the next day was the same routine. This would go on until finally the neighbors would take notice, and the HOA would send us a nasty gram, and we'd get fined, and I'd get yelled at. So now I'm out there in the hot sun doing something that would have taken me maybe 30 minutes the most if I had been diligent. It's now taking me hours because I was negligent, because I had it under control, because one more day wouldn't hurt. And then one time I'm pulling one of these weeds, man. And I grabbed a big one. It was sitting in the cool shade, and I was just starting the job. I reached down, pull it out, and bam, I get stung by a little fucking scorpion right in the thumb. It hurt me so bad. I fell to the ground, reeling in pain, but no one around to take pity on me. And I knew I had to finish. I get up and I keep going. So now I'm there, hot sun, fat thumb, tired, sweaty, wheezing, and my judgy neighbor shaking his head at me because I decided to put it all off until the last minute. So too is the Garden of Liberty, surrounded by tyrannical weeds. We can say, hey, it's just a couple weeks of quarantine, meh. Or tomorrow, we'll go and protest tomorrow if it gets really bad, right? It's not so bad. So we let time go by. And eventually, these tyrannical weeds have grown so big that it's going to be painful to get them out. And you'll definitely find little fuckers in them that have made a shelter and a cozy living in those tyrannical weeds that have been left unchecked. They're not going to let go of their lifestyle so easily. And after it's all said and done, you'll end up ashamed, tired, poorer, and a fat thumb up a your ass. All right. I'll leave it there. Remain eternally vigilant, my friends. Thanks for listening to The Salty Show. Follow us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
Bye.